The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
I think this is kind of maybe quite useful because an Olympian over there in Tokyo has made use of a condom, which is maybe something that Farmer Will could have used.
Yes. So Jess Fox, who, by the way, is absolute goals. I love her.
Yeah, she's a legend.
She, and apparently from what I hear from people who've met her, she's a lovely, down-to-earth, lovely, lovely girl as well and deserves every success. And I think we're all rooting for her today in the canoeing. Anyway, she's been out in the...
Is that what it is? Is it called canoeing?
It's canoeing today, isn't it? No, it's been kayaking. She does both. There's a difference, actually. One, the kayak's where you sit. And the canoe's where you kneel, or is it the way around?
I think you sit in a kayak.
Yeah. They explained it on the telly yesterday, the Dummy's Guide to Canoeing and Kayaking. Canoeing's like a bathtub, isn't
it? I just thought that was some sort of, like, you know, British nickname that you had for it. She's going canoeing.
She does a canoeing. That's what she's in today. She's in the final. Yeah. She's hoping for a gold. Hopefully she will get a gold, her first one at the Olympics. But she's, when she was out in the kayak, it gets smashed around a fair bit, right? So, I mean, it's pretty bad. It's your most important piece of equipment, that and your paddle.
The kayak,
that's all you got.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the kayak's got seriously damaged. Now, they have a team over there that, like, repairs these things. Yeah. So she showed us on her Instagram exactly how they fix them. And what they do is they squish this carbon fibre. They have this, like, putty that they mould over the damaged nose of the kayak and squish it all in. And then they seal it in place with a condom.
Really?
Yeah, that's how you fix a kayak.
Well, you know what? That is
According to an Olympian,
so lucky because there's so many of them left over there in the Olympic Village because the organisers said that they're not going to be distributing condoms because they don't want any bonking going on because of COVID.
Hey.
But they still
Olympic
have the condoms.
Babies.
But they still have the condoms there. So they have like tens of thousands of condoms that are just there doing nothing, apparently. I bet they're getting pretty well used.
This gets me like, the whole point of them is that you don't end up with unwanted pregnancies in this. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Exactly.
Somebody, oh, wow. This is a storyline waiting to happen, Ben.
Yeah. Well, do you know what we need to do? We need for the next season of Farmer Wants a Wife, we need Jess Fox to instruct the farmers on how to properly use a condom. You can use it, and it'd be handy. They'll love it on the farm.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
They could use it to fix their tractors. It would be very useful.
Ben.
And not to mention for what they're actually intended for.
Hell.
But Nat Richards, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm glad I could give you a laugh. I hope you come in and see us tomorrow.
Thanks, Ben. I will.